Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are, like, the draftees going to be there this time?
Or? Yeah, some of them are. Now, Trevor Lawrence is not going to be there. He's going to be at Clemson.
Okay.
I think a lot of guys will be in Cleveland.
And they'll do the. Are they going to be hugging Goodell?
No, that's no. I would imagine the NFL is so worried about how all this comes off.
Of course they
and,
are.
You know, oh my God! Everybody's going to have to wear masks. Everybody's going to, you know what they're going to do.
So it'll be out in Cleveland, but it'll be sort of a half-assed kind of situation.
I don't know if it'll be totally half-assed. I think they'll try to make it as nice and as normal as they can, but it'll be interesting because everybody will be wearing masks, and you know they're not going to be. They're all going to be socially distant. They're not going to be sitting in a green room or any of that other stuff, I don't think.
Now, don't get me wrong here. I think this is a perfect time for this. Now, there has been a lot of talk about the draft and what's going to happen, and we found out what the Jets are going to do.
Uh-huh.
And there's been a ton of buzz about the draft prior to the draft. But now that we know the top of the draft, I'm feeling like we're heading towards a not no buzz, but minimal buzz top half of the first round.
I think there'll still be some trades being made. I think you're going to see a lot of offensive guys off the board in the first 8 or 9 picks. There's probably a couple defensive backs that may get picked. There's, you know, it's not great for defensive linemen in this draft.
Yeah.
Early on, I should say.
Well, where's that?
A lot of offensive linemen, a lot of quarterbacks, obviously, wide receivers.
I can't see. I can only, this is what I have to do to see Al.
Yeah.
Al, not a buzz, no buzz situation, but a minimal buzz for the draft now that we know what's happening?
Minimal buzz.
Minimal buzz.
I don't know. I think the 49ers are buzzworthy because you don't know who they're going to take as their quarterback.
But it's going to be one of the quarterbacks.
If it is a quarterback.
And we'll find out before that night happens. That won't be a surprise.
I don't know.
It'll come out.
You know, the Falcons may trade out. The Bengals probably going to take Penny Sewell, the tackle
we
from
know
Oregon.
Know all the picks.
Now, the Dolphins, interestingly enough, they may trade out because somebody would want maybe Jamar Chase or somebody of that nature. And the Dolphins think maybe they can get another wide receiver a little bit later in the first round. That could be a possibility. Then there's also a couple guys in the second round that are really going to be, I think, outstanding wide receivers.
Man, I wish we didn't know who the Jets were picking. I wish they kept us in the dark. How much fun would that be?
How about if they decided to go with Justin Fields?
Well, that's not going to happen. So why even talk about it? We know they're going with Zach Wilson. It would be just amazing if we just had
Jets added, no idea. Jets added 9 free agents.
Nine.
A new head coach and about 37 assistant coaches.
I know. A lot of guys.
Must be a lot of work over there.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, so, it's football. It's football.
You think it's a little much? And the Giants have more coaches.
I don't know. What the hell are all these guys doing?
Don't you think more coaches, more to manage, more problems?
It's like mo money, mo problems.
Yeah, yeah. Biggie once famously said, yes. "Mo coaches, mo problems."
Belichick always keeps it to a minimum in terms of the coaching staff. Now, the behind the scenes support staff—that's a whole nother story. And I think that's where a lot of these teams make the right decisions. And but I don't know, a lot of coaches on the sideline, coaches in boxes, and courtesy cars and got to get everybody uniformed. I mean, it's a pain in the ass.
What do you think the minimal salary of one of the coaches is? Does every one of those coaches make 6 figures?
Yes.
Every one of them. That's a lot of money.
I would say so, yes.
You think about all those coaches all making that?
And plus the coordinators are making big money now.
Yeah, I know. Millions.
So in some cases, yes. I would think that Joe Brady for Carolina, where Sam Darnold's going, is probably north of $1 million, if not $2 million.
Man, oh man. I tell you, this NFL, just raking it in.
It's churning and burning money, which is good, for all of us.
Of course.
Obviously, for those of us who don't play in the league anymore, but cover the league and are part of a network that covers the league, it's great.
Sure. And then that's what you want. You want people paying attention. Draft's going to be a big deal no matter what.
It's a buzz. I'm just telling you, it's still going to be a buzz. There's no question about it. So after the first two picks, the big question, and maybe we will know prior to next Thursday.
I guarantee.
What are the San Francisco 49ers going to do?
What is the 49ers doing?
What are they going to do?
Yeah. All right, let's go to John in Staten Island. What's up, John?
Oh, good morning, fellas. How are you?
All right, good, John. What's happening?
I just have a little issue. It's 420. You guys are bashing us.
I know. It's 420. I know what it is. You know, listen, here's the deal, John. I don't mind you smoking weed. You want to smoke weed all you want. Just stop stinking up the roadways.
All right. I do got to agree with you on that, but I do got to say, to stand up for our smokers, some of us who've been smoking for a very long time, it really doesn't affect us that much. It just kind of mellows us out, and it's kind of like a feel-good type of thing. But hey,
takes the edge off. I get it.
Smokers out there,
yeah.
Let's make sure we think about the other people around us while we're smoking, and let's make sure that we're all friendly to each other.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
What a message today on 420.
You must be smoking right now.
I am, actually. Yes,
yes, I am.
He's chilling.
That's right. Well, happy
420, John. Thank you. I know 420 is a big day. Yes.
Goo. Yeah. I have no idea why weed people love 420.
It's the weed day, Al. It's what it is.
I can't stand. You know, I grew up in a smoker's household. Lost a number of my family members to cancer because of smoking. I can't. I hate it.
Yeah. I understand.
Can't stand it. Can't stand it. Pipe smoke. Cigar smoke. The whole thing. Can't stand any of it.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, to a lesser degree, I mean, I've had anybody with lung cancer, of course, obviously, with Gunner, you think about smokers and dealing with that. But, you know, me and my wife have asthma, and I do believe that Sabrina's going to end up with it because there's already some early signs of that, unfortunately, because we both have it. So anytime that I'm around cigarette smoke now, I'm like, it affects me. So that's just, I can't smoke.
And I think
can't.
John was right. So you smoking is fine, but you are affecting people around you.
Sure, absolutely.
You just can't. You can't help but not affect people around you, especially when you're driving on the freaking LIE every day.
You know, I've...
And by the way, you know, he said, like he likes to smoke to chill out and calm down. Affect him.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm driving, I want to be totally aware of what's going on. I don't want to be chill.
Yeah, no, you got to be locked in.
Especially around here.
Got to be locked in.
Are you kidding me?
All the merging. All the lane changing.
Man, just being on a bike on a highway, forget it. It is like, it's like a dog fight where the extra MIGs show up and you're not even sure where they're coming from.
Man, I tell you, the new route I'm going in, more the South Shore roads, there's so much more windiness. Like the Southern Parkway, Southern State.
Oh, yeah.
So much more windiness. Yeah, and I gotta keep the speed down.
Well, know why Robert Moses wanted to make that road and the parkway system for Sunday drives. Because they never expected. In fact, it used to be for Sunday drives. Out in the country. Well, you can't even imagine what it was like when they were building those roads.
Wow.
And let's make them beautiful. Let's keep the bridges low so we don't let trucks on them.
Yeah, and now.
And it's just going to be a nice Sunday drive out in the country.
Now it's just everybody.
Now it's madness.
Yeah, every man for himself.
Now the merges are too short.
Yep, people breaking.
The off-ramps are combined with the merging ramps, and it becomes
a
fiasco.
Video game. It's a video game.
Man, it's
there.
A fiasco.
It's a video game with real-life consequences.
But you know what? You and I have grown up in it, so we are used to it.
Oh, yeah. No, we're calloused. We are experts. In the land of these roads.
See, this is where my quarterback senses come in.
Yeah.
Around here.
Sure. Awareness.
You see things. You're aware.
Right.
I can tell you what people in front of me are going to do, and I can tell you what people behind me are going to do.
Before they do it?
I can tell when a guy behind me is getting agitated and wants to, you know, cut me off from behind.
I can tell. You can sense that?
I can sense that, yes.
A sixth sense?
I do.
Why? Because of, like, the ducking and weaving thing?
Just the way the whole thing works around here.
Strange.
I've asked you this before. You've gotten cut off from behind how many times?
Oh, come on.
Hundreds.
Yeah, you can't count them.
Right, you're in the middle lane. You know that it's a slower lane than the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy behind you, or whoever it is, you can tell is getting agitated. For some reason, I could just tell. And as I get ready to flip my directional on, I can tell that guy behind me is already
gone. Oh, already gone. Yep.
Like he has no regard for me, especially when you come up to a construction site where you see the big arrow So if I'm in the left lane and the big arrow is telling me to move to my right,
yeah,
I try to move to my right. And because I have the Raptor, I try to keep half my Raptor in the left lane. So no jerk-off comes running behind me and going speeding up to the front.
What a move.
That is an ultimate. And you know, and that's just being kind to everybody else that's in front of me.
Lane straddle.
Lane straddle. It's an important move, and I think it's a safety move as well.
Wow. I'd never thought about a lane straddle.
Somebody like in some sort of, you know, little car is going to come flying up to the left of you and try to cut off the 10 people that are in front of you.
You're not going to let that happen.
So I try to lane straddle.
Make sure that they're not getting by you.
Have you ever lane straddled out with your car?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're a lane straddler too?
I sure am.
With that car?
Oh, yeah.
Do they take you seriously?
Yeah, that's not the size of your car. Wow. As long as you're blocking the lane, nothing they could do about it.
Like that's this exactly damn right. Art teacher in front of me, I can't get around it with this lane straddle.
So you go out to Williamsburg Bridge. You know,
yeah.
You're either working on one of those lanes.
And, oh,
that,
every
and that
time.
Thing is so jammed tight that you can see it in the distance.
Right.
So I lane straddle probably a good quarter of a mile.
Yeah, so
maybe even a half mile before I get there.
That's a rough stretch there, because once you get through Panhandler's Alley,
yes,
then you get up to the Williamsburg where they've got one of the lanes broken down.
Right.
And then you got to go up, you know, BQE.
I don't know what they're doing up there. Yeah, I never know what they're doing up there.
I don't know. They're fixing something.
You know what they're doing up there?
I have no clue. Fixing
something.
Are they
painting something up there?
I don't know. No idea. They're not working on a road anymore. The roads are fine.
What they're doing.
No.
All I know is I see that big yellow arrow.
Yeah.
So I know that I have to move over a lane. And I know that there's about 30 cars in front of me.
We should get one of those.
It's about 500 cars behind me. So you know what? I'm lane straddling.
We should just get one of those for Al. Because he loves his attention.
Yes.
Get one of those just pointing at his condo. Flashing yellow. I'm over here. This is where I am. Whimsy and I are up there.
That man, you know, it's pothole season. They're filling potholes all over the place.
Yeah. It's a long commute.
Oh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry?
Well, I have more boring yet very newsworthy Brian Cashman clips because he spoke for 22 minutes yesterday. They're 5-10, as we know. They're not playing good base. Matter of fact, they're playing lousy baseball. They're not hitting. They're not pitching. And the fielding's been atrocious. They've lost 5 in a row. They play the Braves tonight. Here was Cashman. He says the club is aware of what their issues are.
They're better than what they've shown. They know it. but they care at the same time.
Now, one player who has really struggled is Aaron Hicks. Here was Cashman.
I think he represents a lot of our start. I think he's an example of many of our players throughout our squad.
As he continues to say, Hicks is basically representative of ineptitude.
Yeah.
I mean, really, this
he's
is
really the poster boy for us sucking right now.
Yeah, here he is.
You insert his name, you can take his name out and throw another name in, and you're going to get the same answer. It's below where he's capable of playing, and that's true of currently most of our roster right now.
Yeah. He says, we understand where we're at 5-10.
We own the record we have, and we have some work to do to reverse that.
And despite what many might have thought when he called this video conference yesterday, there are no changes right now.
I'm not here right now to do anything, you know, other than say we're disappointed by how we started this season. We are going to get it corrected. We'll get back online and be where we have to be.
Back online. They'll see if they can tonight, taking on an Atlanta team that has also struggled to start the season at 7-9.
Hey, Jerry, I just want to get this guy in here because I think it's pertinent to the Cashman conversation. Yeah. What's going on, Pete in Brooklyn? Good morning.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
The only thing funnier this morning than Al checking the registrations on cars has been the Cashman love fest. The Yankees themselves, from Hal all the way down to the bat boy, every year set the mission statement as world championship. That mission has been accomplished once in the last 20 years to the tune of $4 billion. The Red Sox, who won twice in the last decade, fired both general managers, Charrington and Dombrowski, at the first sign of adversity. I mean, between the moronic roster decisions, and it's just driving me nuts how he gets a pass year after year. Oh, 2 years ago, and they could have traded for Gerrit Cole. Oh, well, we can't part with Gleyber Torres. We can't part with Gary Sanchez. We can't part with this guy. All of those guys now, none of them you want to sign to a long-term contract.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago, you weren't going to trade those guys.
Yeah, but look what happened. He overvalued all of them. Now they're looking for a little Gleyber. Geez, where can we put him? Judge, he gets hurt so much, we can't sign him to a long-term contract. They could have had Real Muto for Gary Sanchez. I mean, give me a break. They sign Jacoby Ellsbury when they've already got Brett Gardner. They signed Giancarlo.
Oh, Pete, I mean,
but Pete, for every one of those, Pete, there's a huge success. And by the way,
what I want you to do. The American League doesn't field a team. What success? He's dropping $200 million a year when the Rays now, who are spending $69 million, are handing him his lunch.
Yeah,
Where's the
love fest wasn't when we were talking about that this morning. Maybe you didn't hear about that. Why you guys are so upset? Because you just got swept by the Rays in your own building, and they have owned you for the last 2 years, and you have every right to be frustrated and disgusted by that. Because I hate when my team loses to a team that I believe that they should be dominating because of the money difference that is being spent on the roster. There's no question about that. But I want you to call back. Let's call back. You know, like 60 games into the season. Let's see where the Yankees are then and see if your mind changes. And you know what? When he signed, let me ask you this question. When he made the trade to get Gleyber Torres here, and he traded Chapman away and he traded the other left-handed pitcher away. Right. Were you good with that at that point in time?
That was great, but guess what? He didn't want Gleyber Torres. He wanted Kyle Schwarber, and the Cubs wouldn't give him Kyle Schwarber. I mean, and now in game 15 of the season, we're using an opener with a $200 million payroll, an opener? Really?
Well, you also have two guys that are making over $300 million or more on your roster.
Why is that?
Well, because you want a Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole, he deserves every single penny.
All right, Stanton worked out. No, that's the answer to that question. But
that's why Bryce Harper isn't here. That's why Manny Machado isn't here, because we had to bring in
Stanton. And Stanton was a guy that was an NL MVP when they brought him in.
Yeah, when that happened,
the majority
of the reaction was, the Yankees, the rich get richer. You know, that fun Yankee young group is no more. They're the evil empire again. Judge and Stanton in the middle of the lineup. Oh, my God, this is unfair. So, I mean, when is it on Stanton as opposed to on Cashman? And think about Ellsbury. There wasn't a fan out there that thought that Jacoby Ellsbury coming over for the Red Sox would pan out to be one of the worst free agent signings in the history of the world.
It was going to be Johnny Damon.
I mean, they were all over the guy. But when you don't win championships.
And you get swept by the Tampa Rays in your building.
After losing a playoff series to them the year before.
Yes.
People are going to be pissed off.
Right.
Yes.
I understand all that.
Pre-game, Yankees Braves tonight on The Fan after Carton and Roberts at 5:55. A lot of the game coverage, Sports Radio 66.
Oh, by the way, you know, congratulations to Carton and Roberts.
Yes, beating Michael Kay. Congrats, guys.
Come on, knew that was going to happen.
Yes, you nailed it. We both said it right when the show was announced.
I think I called in as one of their first guests and said, congratulations, just be a matter of time before you take over the ratings.
See ya!
Right.
Yeah.
Big story. That was a huge story yesterday.
A lot of people were writing about it. That's great that WFAN
actually
covered.
Saw where it said Carton number one again.
Yeah,
I'm like, what about Roberts?
Yeah, they didn't.
He's the little buddy.
What about McGonagall? What about Tommy Lugauer?
Called Evan Whiney.
McGonagall.
Yeah, the amazing thing is that Craig just bosses those guys around and just intimidates the hell out of them.
All even Evan, you think?
Oh, 100%.
Totally. I thought Evan has done a nice job of standing up for himself. You think he gets pushed around? I don't think so.
He gets screamed and yelled at. Yeah, of course.
I think he gives it back to Craig, though.
Yeah,
I think
he
does. In that promo we're running today, he's like, shut your mouth. That's what he said to Craig.
Yeah, I just think.
Shut your mouth.
Spank is just overwhelming them.
He's steamrolling.
I heard him yelling at Tommy Lugauer yesterday about putting something up on Sukadeek or something like that.
Yeah, a new shirt.
A new shirt or something.
Yeah.
But he wanted the audio up online, but we don't have the rights to the audio. And Lugauer was very, very reticent to do that.
Right, because, you know, when you're a producer, you get it from all angles.
Right.
You know, the host wants something, then management wants something. All of a sudden, there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
You got Spank yelling at him.
Can't get everybody happy.
If it's not up by 3:20, you're out of here.
And Spank is also all over Tom Izzo about videos all day long.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous. I don't even see Tom Izzo anymore.
He gets calls at like midnight asking about where videos are.
Oh, he's still up at midnight again.
Well,
but he's allowed to be up at midnight now.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Doesn't have to wake up till 7 a.m.
Yeah, man, let me tell you, Izzo is completely just
like he's forgotten about us.
Yeah, no,
by the way, he wouldn't have had a job if it wasn't for us.
Yeah, he is.
Good point.
You know that when Al came back, that production piece, I put that to him a month before Al was coming back, as soon as I knew the date.
Because you knew it would take him a month to get to it after he sifted through all the Carton and Roberts stuff.
Yeah, I had to pre-book because he just has no time for it.
I'm already in discussions with management here to get a new dedicated morning show content, video content.
Yeah, it's time we just get rid of Izzo.
Because I said,
just not what he used to be. You know, he's basically in regards to us.
Yeah, he could just keep doing what he's doing in the afternoon, which is fine. I mean, he's the dedicated afternoon video guy, and we'll get our own guy because just to make it easier.
You mean they're going to add a position?
No.
Because we would maybe put a tape op on the top of that list, right, Jer?
Well.
Hello, Jer.
I'm here. I mean,
you know that the company loves video. You do understand. Yeah. So maybe a combo type of situation, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a combo role.
Yes, I like that.
And they could host the podcast as well.
No.
For free.
Yeah, the hosting 5 to 6, that's an unpaid position, Al.
We need things to get back to normal. That's what we need.
Well, yeah. We need people like Izzo to come to the office.
Well, we need everybody to come to the office.
Show up.
That would solve a lot of issues.
You've already had your COVID. Get your ass in here.
You had your COVID.
A lot of cases, it's not their decision.
Yeah, that is true. You got to remember that, too. But we'll get somebody.
Holy God.
We'll relieve him of his morning show responsibilities. I know he's been trying.
He's already been relieved.
He's been trying to get away from us for a long time. I know he's hanging on by a thread. So we'll just cut that thread off, and we'll get somebody in here.
He's hanging off Al's ass cheeks.
Hanging off Al's ass cheeks.
Yeah, and by the way, you sent me a picture yesterday.
Yes.
Of Mark Chernoff.
Yes.
Out and about.
Out and about.
Where? Here?
No.
In a restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, a restaurant. Four other people.
With other people.
Yeah, but three other people, I think.
Maskless.
Wow. His family?
No.
Nope. Just three dudes.
Three of the old guys from radio lore or something.
Three radio legends.
Tim Harris and Minko?
It was four radio legends at a diner. Yeah. So I was like, all right, this must mean that he's coming in to see us next, right?
He said he's taking us out to eat.
He did say that at some point.
He did say that.
Yeah, so hopefully that's sooner than later. I see he's starting to break out a little bit, so let's go. Go, get him back in here.
Jerry, I'll send you the picture.
All right. I look forward to seeing that. Mets in Chicago to play the Cubs tonight. Taiwan Walker opposing Jake Arrieta. Time for a good feel-good part of the morning because I think everybody enjoys that. A very big congratulations to Sal Licata, whose wife had a baby girl over the weekend. As we know, Mark put the email out. That's awesome. Beautiful baby girl. He and his wife's first child. Sal, great perspective, going, which is really a change because we know what he was dealing with going into this, but really great perspective going forward now that he has started a family of his own.
Now, the only thing that's in front of me, you know, is death.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, you're rubbing off on him, Jerry, huh?
God, Jerry.
I mean, this is the first thought 3 days after his daughter is born. The only thing left is death. My God.
Let me explain something to you. That'd be the easy way out.
Yeah. Oh,
there's a lot God. More in front of you, yeah. as you're finding out.
Yeah, buckle up, Sal.
Buckle up is right.
Yeah.
I heard that. I couldn't.
That's right. I mean, that is right up your alley, Jerry.
But that was funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The only things
thing.
In front of me is death.
Oh, my God. And that the poor baby girl. What her father is thinking.
Your dad.
Yeah, not like all the special moments, first steps, first words, school, all of that. You know, dancing with your daughter at her wedding, all those things. Sal's just thinking about death.
God. Man,
death.
Oh, man.
Death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. All right, tonight on the Fan, Nets take on the Pelicans. They're in New Orleans. Kevin Durant ruled out with a thigh contusion. Nick Claxton and Reggie Perry placed in the league's health and safety protocols. They will also miss the game. Coverage Sports Radio, 101.9 FM, 715. You got the Knicks and Hornets tonight. New York has won six in a row. Hottest team in the NBA because the Celtics lost last night. So the Knicks looking for a seventh straight win. They are 31-27 on the season. You've got the Warriors beating the Sixers last night, 107-96. Steph Curry had 49. Rangers Islanders tonight at the Coliseum. Devils in Pittsburgh. Here is the audio, by the way. Patrick Marleau, who played his 1,768th career game. He passed Gordie Howe for the NHL record. Here he was on NBC Sports California. So why are you still playing?
I just love it.
Good night, Vegas.
There's nothing else like it.
Means a lot.
That's why I still play it.
It's exactly yeah. right.
Look yeah. at you. I can see you. You can see a little tear forming in your eye. I knew it.
Guy's a great player, man. Yeah. Guy's a great player. Got to appreciate that.
I didn't say you shouldn't appreciate it.
It's
I'm
like,
just
it's
surprised
like Tom, he's the Tom
tear.
Brady of the, well, he doesn't have as many Stanley Cups, but,
say, what are you, nuts?
But he's 41 years old playing with 18 and 19 and 20, 21-year-olds.
Al, had you ever heard of this man before right now?
I have not.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not the Tom Brady.
You ever heard of Patrick Marleau? Really?
No.
You really thought that Al would know who Patrick Marleau was?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
I know Sidney Crosby, Wayne Gretzky.
Ovechkin.
Capo Caco.
You know Ovechkin.
Matt Martin. Ovechkin, I've heard of. Casey Cizikas. You know, the big names.
The big names. The guys who I played softball with.
How about Henrik Lundqvist?
Henrik the King, Cal yeah. Clutterbuck.
Right. How about Marty Brodeur?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah.
Chico Resch.
Chico Resch, yeah.
Hey, why don't we do NHL player or name that Jerry made up next hour? With
you got
Al.
It.
You want to do that?
I will do that.
All right. I'm pretty good at making up names, too, so maybe I'll float a couple towards you. So we'll go real NHL player or name that we made up and see how Al does. We'll do 10 names. Do you think that five real names, five fake names, or maybe we'll just sprinkle it in. Maybe you won't know how many are real or fake. How many do you think Al will get out of 10?
Four. He'll get right four.
Four. All right. I'll say less than that.
I mean, you're not going obvious names.
No. I'm going to go like
in other words, a mainstream hockey name would be Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
Or Connor,
yeah, but that's too
Connor
obvious.
McDavid. That's too obvious.
We're not doing that. No, we're going to go to like the third defense pairings for the Winnipeg Jets. That's where we're going.
No, it's got to be somebody like that Gunner would know.
Gunner knows everybody in hockey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's no good then.
That probably doesn't work out so well for you.
Gunner wouldn't know who's in the NBA.
How about, I'll give you a one real quick. Corey Peterson or Carey Price. One of those two plays in the NHL.
Carey Price.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go.
Any idea what position? Not what team.
No idea. I don't know. I'm not even sure I could name
positions. Carey Price is a very famous name in the NHL, though.
Well, that's why I'm trying to. Yeah, I know, but it's also not Wayne Gretzky. You got to give him something somewhat recognizable.
Right, that was a good one, actually. That's the type of name that should be on the list.
Okay, all right, very good. So someone that lots of sports fans would probably know. Is that what you want? Not like a hardcore NHL crazed person.
Right, but somebody who follows hockey, but not like a nut, is in their car and they hear the name, they go, that's the hockey player.
Okay, all right, very good. All right, we will do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Dead hockey guys or just dead people?
Just dead people.
Okay.
Just
so no made-up names. All real historical
figures. Yes, real names. So hockey or dead. I'm going way back with some of these names. So I got a couple good ones. Feeling pretty good about it. So we'll see. Boomer's throwing. See, there's one name. We're not going to put this on the list, but we have a disagreement about this one. I need to know right now. Tell me if you know this guy. And be honest. I know you will. Patrick Kane.
Yes.
Of course he does. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm fighting for you over here.
Yeah.
Al.
That one I know.
But who's he play for?
Blackhawks.
Yep. Wow. Man.
He's one of the great USA born players.
Okay. You know more than I thought. We've got to make this a little bit harder.
Well, he is a sports talk producer.
Thank you.
He's a sports talk host, actually.
That's a good point. Also. Yeah.
Well, they don't talk about sports.
Unpaid host, but still.
Jesus, God.
So you sent Andrew Marchand a tweet, Al, to get a little pop yesterday for the warm-up show?
Yeah, because I kept seeing everyone getting praised of Carton and Roberts, Boomer and Gio.
Wait a minute. Boomer and Gio got a line.
Yeah, the very bottom of the article.
Yeah.
Just so I was just like, well, what's going on? What about?
Like you think there's only two shows that are on the radio in this area.
Yeah, that's true. It's like at the very bottom. It's like also Boomer and Gio are number one.
Again.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. By the way, FYI.
Again. And again. And again.
And no warm-up show. What disrespect.
No, very disrespectful.
That's unbelievable.
Just one line for us and then no mention of the warm-up show.
And the beauty of you and Jerry is you do have your hardcore fan base.
We do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Without a doubt. You guys could fill an arena, I think.
I think, we get the day started. The afternoon show should probably thank us.
Yeah, it's all about lead-ins.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Has helped your lead-in, too.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I agree, too. It's like an extension of the program. It's another hour of our guys.
And it's so economical.
You're not going to let that go.
He shouldn't.
I know, but I mean, it's just over and over again on the air. I mean, is that going to help? I don't think that's going to help. I think what helps is you go and maybe you go to talk to somebody off the air about it. On the air, I think that just makes people more angry about it. You know? You got to get something done. You got to go to talk to somebody or hire an agent or something like that.
Go to the union.
Yeah.
Don't you belong to a union?
Like passive aggressive on air stuff doesn't end up working.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
I'm not the one not being paid.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you want to fight for him, you fight for him the right way.
But aren't you working their show, too?
Yes.
Oh, so that's where it's coming from.
Producer as well.
That's where it's coming from. All right. I think you guys will be all right, eventually. That was at least the last conversation I heard. There's a time period in which that'll happen. I don't know. That's what was told to me. So I don't know. But I've asked. I don't just sit around and let Eddie complain about it. I have asked.
This is the kind of scuttlebutt that he does get.
Yeah, that's good.
But no back pay.
Don't get greedy now.
Retroactive to 2014.
Don't get greedy. Hey, next time if they ask you, you say no. That's the thing.
No, I'm enjoying it. I appreciate the airtime. You know how I like to hear my own voice.
That's his reward.
Yeah. No, it is. Just be happy. Shut up and be happy. All right. Let's go to a couple calls here. Why not? Anthony in Belmore. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, morning, guys.
What do you got, man?
Boomer, you were one of my idols growing up. I used to volunteer for your game every year back in high school.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that. What's happening?
Side note real quick. Look out for my Sacred Heart Pioneers versus Delaware in the 1AA playoffs this weekend. But I wanted to ask you, Boomer, as somebody who's planning on being a new parent probably within the next year and a half, I wanted to know what you guys thought about being okay with something for yourself, being somebody who was an on and off pot smoker, but then your kid comes to it with you. How do you feel about something that you're okay with for yourself, but you're not really so sure about your kid doing?
You know what, Anthony? You'll figure it out as a dad, as I always tell Gio. You'll realize when the conversations need to be had, and you have to stay involved and engaged, and you have to make sure you know what they're doing.
Sure.
And then the conversations come, and sometimes they're uncomfortable, and sometimes you have to scare the living crap out of them.
Yeah, so we've just introduced alcohol to Sabrina at 3.
Okay.
Yes, we have a glass of wine at dinner. No. I mean, come on. You know what it's like. I mean, yeah. you try to be involved in everything. You try not to be the overbearing parent where they want to rebel and do everything that you tell them not to do.
Did your parents raise you the right way?
Of course they did.
So did my dad. So I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I'm sure you did as well. And we kind of got to where we got to, but most parents figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you got to be engaged, though. The only thing I can tell you is you have to be engaged in every aspect of their life. You don't have to be a helicopter parent when they're playing soccer or they're in theater class or they're in chess class. You don't have to be one of those people.
Oof.
But you have to know what they're doing, who their friends are, who their friends' parents are.
Yeah.
You know, what issues may be arising within their friends' group, because that's when they really start impacting each other. And to me, it's like it's the drama scenario.
Now, with Gunnar and Sydney, were you one of those parents that was when they started getting towards like the teenage years where you knew what they were probably drinking underage, where you'd say,
well, I knew Gunnar wasn't.
He would not at all?
He has CF.
He never had a drink ever.
He may have had a beer or something with us.
Okay.
I mean, and you know, back then, wasn't where we are now with him. It was almost like his life was accelerating.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
But he'd never experimented on any of those things. But, you know, Sydney's different. You know, she's healthy. She has friends.
But were you the dad that said, I know you're going to go out and drink, but if you do, you know, you do it here.
Well,
one of those guys.
I had a conversation, pretty easy conversation with both of them. I'm the backstop, okay? Your mom is going to make sure that you have everything you need in life, and she's going to make sure that you are dressed properly, that you're going to go to school on time, that your grades are going to be off the chart. You know, all of that stuff was that. I was the backstop. So the backstop was, if you're going to do something stupid and you realize after the fact how stupid it is and you feel like you're in trouble, if you call me and you tell me that you need my help, there will never be another question asked about this scenario.
But
as long as you call me, as long as I am involved and I am aware of whatever dopey decision that you decided to do, because I made a million dopey decisions myself.
You know what's going to happen.
And I used to have to remind Sydney, hey, Sid, you know, I wasn't born yesterday.
Right.
You know, I know I have street smarts. I know what's going on.
Isn't that funny how all kids think that their parents are clueless about the stuff that they're doing? Because it's like,
they pull some wall. We all pull the wall over our parents' eyes at times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she got me a few times where I didn't know. But then there are a few times where I got her where she didn't know.
Did they follow your advice and call you every time that they did something silly?
You know what? Only they never really had to.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think about it. I think about there wasn't much. You know, they had good friends, you know. And their friends always, you know, I think they always backed each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, brother and sister backed each other up.
Okay.
And Sydney protected Gunner.
Right.
And then their friends protected each other.
That's
so they
a
had
great
a really
system.
Good, solid group of friends, both in high school and in college.
Yeah, no, I
grade
do.
Grade school, too, as well.
Yeah, no, I do worry about those years, those teenage years. You've definitely accentuated that for me.
Well, it's
put the fear of God.
You know what it is? It's just like it's the unnecessary drama, but teenagers have to go through it.
I know.
And you'll deal with it, and Gina will really deal with it.
You think?
Yeah, of course. She definitely will, because knowing Gina, she will be right in the middle of it. She will be all over Sabrina.
So you feel like the mom and the daughter, the mom and the teenage daughter during that time.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that's going to be the example. Wait until Dad gets home.
See, I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you have to be a little bit of that guy.
You know what's funny?
You don't have to be a mean guy. You just have to be like an intimidating guy. That's all.
You know, I thought before we had Sabrina that I was going to be the more lenient of the two of us.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite. Gina's the more
lenient.
Well,
she spends every day with her.
Yeah.
Really. You know, I mean, you come home after you work.
Right.
You're a little tired and stuff, and it's fun time when Daddy comes home.
Yeah.
It's real time when Mom and Baby are there. But once she goes to school, then she becomes socialized, then it becomes a little bit different. And hopefully she's going to be able to go to school.
No, she will.
No, and I was just one little side note. I was thinking about the class of 2021, graduating either college or high school. So this summer.
Hmm.
Thinking how bad I feel for those kids, because they started dealing with this last year in their second semester of their junior year, and now they've dealt with it the entire senior season, and how that sucks. How their life has completely been turned upside down by so many idiotic adults making wrong decisions.
Are there going to be some graduations at all this time around?
No, there will be.
Look,
I know schools on Long Island that are in school.
Yeah.
They are in school and they are going to school and they're playing sports and they're doing things, trying to be as normal as possible. And I told you, going to Cedar Creek Park the other day, seeing all those kids and families out there playing soccer.
See, I think
it was awesome.
The seniors last year had it the worst because they're planning prom. Everything was all ready to go, and then March hits, and then bang, it's all gone.
No junior prom last year.
Yeah.
No homecoming dances. None of the normal things that you would do if you belonged in high school, and you were in high school. And now this year, the same thing.
It's tough, man. It is.
It sucks for those kids.
It does. All right, Boomer and G.
I wonder if anybody even thought about that.
No, of course they do. I'm sure the parents and the kids talk about it all the time.
I know the parents and kids do, but I mean the people, the decision makers.
Oh, yeah, no, they of course don't.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.